Log Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you wanna be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, 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 girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
What is the Real Talk for Real People show about? It's about getting understanding of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. It's about codification. It's about familiarization. It's about all those things and much more. The Almighty. You see, some of us think for some reason that we can come to the Most High without codification, familiarization, and so on and so forth. Well, we're here to help you get your codified relationship with the Most High. See, everything in life has codification. And certainly does the Most High has codification. See, we help you take a bird's eye view, a critical analysis and assessment. We help you leave no stone, no leaf unturned, and cross every T and dot every I. Why? Because we care. We care that you have a healthy relationship with God. But leaning to your own understanding is not a healthy relationship. Going uncodified is not a healthy relationship. See, the Most High has to depend on you that you can follow instructions and codification. If the Most High cannot depend on you to follow instructions and codification, simply say the Most High don't need you. You have to learn to be humble to the Most High. You learn to have to be codified. And so we help you with that codification process. And you may be asking yourself, who is the we, Yam Suf? Well, our dear sister from Detroit, Michigan, Sister Yehudi, Sister Yakara from Hawaii, our brother Ezekiel from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and yours truly, Katrell from New York City, and me, Yam Suf from Memphis, Tennessee. But before we get started in these studies, I'd like to make comment on contemporary subject matters. And just one, blind Brian Flores, the ex-coach for the Miami Dolphins, was fired on February the 1st. Good day to fire somebody, isn't it? Well, when it comes to us, they treat us tacky, trashy, and terroristic. And sometimes all three together, given the circumstances. And so if they fight on what is this, Black History Month? There's more history for you. And Brian said the owner of the Miami Dolphins wanted to pay him to lose games so he could get a better seating to get the player he wanted. And Brian Flores is a man of integrity and character. I'm not about to do that, man. And so that's why he ended up being fired. And I don't think Brian Flores is lying. And what do I say to you? Universal white race supremacy is universal and affects every aspect of our lives, even National Football League. So don't be surprised. You should expect it. That being said, let me bring on dear Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan. Sister Yehudi, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Bless the Most High and the ones that are reaching and striving to be closer to the Most High. Blessing you and your family. And I appreciate my family, too. Katriel, you, and the two young students that came on last night, it was a joy. Hallelujah. Had a good time. But anywho, I was concerned because I found out Whoopi got suspended. And we might have a petition. I am sick, but really our fault. We should stick together. We always talk about unifying, don't we? And we need to get on this instead of keep talking about it, and that's what we're doing. So letters and petitions will be out. I wouldn't be surprised if you hear it on the news. We got to stop being divided, people, over what's right. Who stands really for us? We say the Most High, but we are his representatives. So we have to stand strong and not be afraid. So with that, we may talk more about it. But I'm going to leave tonight for cocktail. I'm talking about how he's busy. Yeah, I'm too.
Yes, ma'am. I'm all ears. What's going on?
Okay, I'm done. I'm ready for Katria, our other brother.
No, we're going to bring on Brother Ezekiel. from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Brother Ezekiel, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Hey, shalom, elders and all the listeners. All praise to the Most High, yeah, for another day, another time to get on here and sharpen the iron and learn how to receive more blessings and things.
That's it, Ezekiel?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you, brother. Okay. Let us bring on Cottrell from New York City. Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom. Bless you, my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, family. How y'all doing? Most High bless y'all.
Good, good.
Yeah, good, brother. May the Most High bless you and
great.
Your family. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. You're supposed to be the living, right? Universal white racist supremacists do what they do, how they want to do it, when they want to do it, and you better do what you got to do before they do it to you.
You better believe
it. Say that too?
You better believe it, brother. And you better not ask no questions.
You're talking about the brother trying to knock on doors that they closed for a long time. They only got one brother that's a head coach in all of the National Football League, which is at least 75% of our people.
Exactly.
Crashing their bodies into each other. Wow. The European cats are on the side.
The Europeans don't understand football. They say it's one of the most violent sports they've ever seen. So they don't understand.
It's the most violent sport.
Exactly.
It's more violent than boxing, y'all.
Exactly.
Football is more violent than boxing.
You know, I played. Now, I got spikes on my leg as a teenager that ain't never went away. You know, when you fall down, they don't stop running. They'll run right over you. So I got spikes on my leg right now as I speak.
And these guys are 6'5", 6'6", 250, 280 pounds, and they move like ballerinas.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, Elder.
Yes.
They said, you know, the equivalent of, you know, getting hit and getting tackled in a football game is the same equivalent in getting into a car accident.
I mean, you played like I played, Ezekiel. You know, it's brutal combat down in the trenches. I was a lineman. I was a right guard, and I was a right linebacker, first string, both of them. I had to play continuously. And you talking about brutal sport. That's a brutal sport. And you played the game, so you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. The defensive end and nose tackle. And then the pileups on the fumble recovery, pinch people's arms and stuff.
Thanks for that.
And don't talk about special teams. Kamikaze.
I was on special teams.
Yep. But that really divides the men from the boys on that thing. You got guys running 40 yards within, you know, 4 seconds and stuff. 4 to 5 seconds and stuff, just flying. And you get hit on an angle, you might as well hang it up.
It's a wrap.
Well, they say that their career lifespan is no longer than 3 to 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I can believe it, brother.
But
I can believe it.
What should the lifespan of a head coach be? More than 3 years that they gave that brother. And he coached Miami. They had winning seasons. Why would you fire a brother that had a winning record?
He wouldn't play by the game. And that's why I always suspected it, Cottrell, that NFL was nothing but a racket connected with Las Vegas, Nevada.
So, like on all fronts, you said, we're fighting and battling universal white racist supremacy because I'm sure that when Biden selects his sister to be Supreme Court judge, there's going to be some contention.
It's already some, brother. It's already some.
Mm-hmm. And why should there be?
I mean, every aspect of our life. I don't say that lightly, or half-heartedly. When I said universal white race supremacy affects every aspect of our lives, I mean every aspect. Our jobs, hospitalization, education, schooling, politics, so on and so forth. You name it, I'll call it. Yep. Mm-hmm. Child support, yep. Everything.
From the cradle to the grave, bro.
You better believe it.
But most of us say break every chain. And that's what we're commencing to do. Break every chain.
You have to. You have to, Cottrell. That's all. And that's why I tell people our studies are about codification in this relationship with y'all. See, they have a codification. Universal white race supremacy have a codification. We don't have a codification for anything. We don't have a codification for, as Sister Yehudi referred to, about our relationships. No matter what those relationships are, we should be codified. We should come
to
any
codification.
Right. Yeah, we have them. We just don't use them. But we go to all these other places and we exercise their codification. But we don't exercise simple codification when it comes to each other. And that's why we run into the problems that we run into. We think we can treat each other messy, messier, and messiest. And thanks, y'all's not looking on us. No, no, that ain't the way you're supposed to do that now. You know? And so Shahudi, she alluded to this. The song that you asked about last night by Gregory Porter?
I Will.
I Will?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's a lovely song.
Yeah, he's got a lot of some. He's Consequences of Love, Water on the Bridge,
Lonesome. I like all of them.
Okay, I'll play you one tonight in closing, okay? All right.
Anyone would be fine.
Yes, ma'am. If Cottrell and Ezekiel and Sister Hootie are done, we're going to get right into the business of what we're here for. May the Most High bless us, direct us, and order our steps so we won't lean to our own understanding. We'll go about the codification. As I said, universal white race supremacy has this codification, and they follow it to the letter. We need to understand what codification is and learn to follow it to the letter. May the Most High bless us. Turn to chapter 26 of Isaiah.
Oh, as the song Isaiah, of Yehuda. Okay.
Yeah, he's about to sing. Isaiah, he wrote up a little ditty for the Most High. And Cottrell is right. He saw somewhere he goes by codification. And that's why there are similarities in what King David wrote in regards to the Most High. Isaiah. Because they are plugged in. They go by codification.
And we know for our music and writing songs.
Exactly. All right. Thank you, Katja. Thank you, Sushiri. And that day, this song, this very song, in restoration, in futuristic terms, this song shall be sung in the land of Yehuda. No, no, not in your local church in the baptism, okay? Ours is a mighty city, Jerusalem, he's making reference to. He makes victory our inner and outer wall. Victory will be our inner and outer wall. Open the gates and let the righteous nation enter, not any old ragtag Hebrew Israelite. You have to be codified. A nation, why I say that? A nation that keeps faith, a nation that is codified, a nation that is humble. A nation that follows the Most High and let his footstep be their pathway. The confident mind, you guard in safety. If that mind is confident, that mind is not confident in him or herself. They're confident in the Most High. You guard in safety. In safety because that mind trusts in you. Who is you? Yah. Trust in the Elohim forever and ever. For in Yah, the Elohim, you have everlasting, an everlasting rock. For he is brought low.
A lot different.
Okay, how do yours read, Cottrell?
My book reads, in that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Elohim will appoint salvation for walls and bulwarks.
Right.
Different from yours.
Right.
Open the gates that the right station which keeps the truth may enter in. And then it says, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in Yah forever, for in Yah, Yah is everlasting strength.
Praise Yah.
So perfect peace. The Hebrew word for perfect peace is shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
So you hear brother say shalom, shalom. That means perfect peace.
Perfect peace. So let's continue. I'm going to switch up being Katria. I'm going to use the Blue Letter Bible. Isaiah 26:5. For he bring down them that dwell on high, proud people. The lofty city, he lay it low. He lay it low even to the ground. He bring it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the foot of the poor, the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness. Thou most upright dost weigh the path of the just. Not wrong, not leaning to your own understanding, under codification. Yet in the way of thy judgment, O Yah, have we waited for thee. Desire of our soul is in thy name, restoration, and to the remembrance of thee. With my soul, I desire thee in the night, when you're laying on your couch or your pallet or whatever you're laying on, your cot, your bed, yea, with my spirit within me, I will seek thee early, even when I rise. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Only then let favor be shown to the wicked. Yet will he not learn the righteousness in the land of uprightness? Will he deal unjustly? Will not behold the majesty of the Elohim? Yah. When thy hand is lifted up, they will see it. But they should see and be ashamed of their envy at the people. What people? His people. The one they're ashamed of now. They're envious of now. Us. Yea, the fire of thy enemy shall devour them. Yah, thou will ordain peace for us. No, you won't get it through Black Lives Matter, the gay rights movement. You won't get it to the Democratic Party. You won't get it to the Republican, from the Republican Party, the Independent. You won't get it from your mama or your papa. Yah will ordain peace for us. But thou also has wrought all our works in us. What is done to us is because of the Most High. In some cases, not following codification. And when following codification, all those works have been done through Yah. O Elohim, O Yah, I Elohim. Other lords beside thee have made dominion over us. You got all kind of gods over us. You got all kind of religions. But by thee only will we make mention of thy name. These gods, they are dead. They shall not live. They are deceased. They shall not rise. Therefore hast thou visited and destroyed them and made all their memory to perish. He will. Thou hast increased the nation. And we have been increased throughout this incarceration. O Yah, thou hast increased the nation. Thou art glorified. Thou hast removed it far unto all the ends of the earth, which we are scattered thereabout. Yah in trouble have visited us, thee, us, and he certainly have. Thou poured out a prayer when thy chastising was upon them, us. Like as a woman with child that draweth near the time of her delivery, is in pain and cried out in her pains, so have we been in the sight, O Yah, Elohim. We have been with child. We have been in pain. We're still in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth. Neither has the inhabitants of the world fallen. The dead men shall live together with my dead body. Shall they arise? Awaken, sing, restoration, yea, that dwell in dust, for thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Restoration, as King David prayed for. Come, my people, enter into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed, until Yah has ceases anger at us. Humble yourself. It didn't say organize. Say unify. For behold, the Elohim come out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. See, those that think they killed us and got away with it over the course of our incarceration, such as Emmett Till, Sandra Bland, Michael Brown, Trayvon Martin, and way before that time, Emmett Till, and way, way back before that time, and the transatlantic crossing, well, we were thrown off those ships. That blood's going to be, it's going to be rectified. And the earth is not going to hide this blood anymore. It's been hidden. But the Most High said, when I restore my people for my name's sake, and the Most High, when King David said, restore my soul for your name's sake. See, there's hope and restoration. I ain't talking about no heaven. That's hope and restoration. And there's hope in our justice and our uprightness, because the Most High shall redeem us, and the Most High shall make sure those that put their hands on the Most High children who brutalize, mistreat, and abuse and dominate us from the cradle to the grave and every aspect of our lives, they're going to dance to the Most High. Praise the Most High and bless his holy name. Katria, Ezekiel, and Sister Yehudi, the mics are yours.
Praise God. That's a good dissertation, I think.
Thank you.
Good observation.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
This is such a powerful song. He's talking about the earth is going to experience the judgments, and the inhabitants of the world are going to learn what real righteousness is. He said that a wicked person is shown compassion. He does not learn righteousness. He deals unjustly in the land of uprightness, and he does not perceive the majesty of the Most High. Says your hand is lifted up, yet they don't see it. They see a zeal for the people and are put to shame. So Yah has a zeal for us if we walk the path of righteousness. He said, indeed, fire will devour your enemies. Anybody know that fire is coming on that day of judgment? Yah, you will establish peace for us. So you have also performed for us all your work, all our works. Everything we do is because Yah allows us to perform his work. Yah Elohim, other masters besides you have ruled us, but through you alone we confess your name. Okay, so that should tell our people in Christianity something. It says the dead will not live, but then it goes down to where it says the dead shall live. You're dead. In the 19th verse. Your dead will live. Their corpses will rise. You who lie in the dust, awake and shout for joy. That's reincarnation right there. For your due, whose due? Yah's due is the due of the dawn. And the earth will give birth to the departed spirits. That's reincarnation, plain and simple, spelled out.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. So here's everlasting life. Like the Most High said, he's going to destroy death for the righteous. But if you walk in the path of wickedness, you've chosen death for a contract.
And that's why it's important, Cartrio, for the students to understand codification. All this leaning to my own understanding, I'm going to do my own thing, do what I want to do, and all this, that doesn't work, people. All this leaning to your own understanding, I can say what I want to say, do what I want to say, and I'm going to have a healthy relationship with Yah. No, you're not. It's virtually impossible to have a healthy relationship with Yah if you're not humble and if you're not willing to be instructed by Yah. Y'all don't need brothers and sisters like that, always challenging him. I mean, we read this. Can the pot tell the potter? What's up? Come on, y'all. Stop it.
Go ahead, says, the fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom.
And the knowledge of the All Holy is understanding. And with understanding and wisdom, right, that's the way to life. It teaches you the path to Yah and the path to life. It says, they that miss her, they wrong their own soul. All they that hate her love death. So Sister Yehudi is reading the distinction between the upright and the unrighteous. Those are clear codifications on how we're supposed to be walking our lives and what exactly path we should be taking. So wisdom is letting us know this is the path you should be walking. You should be turning away from foolishness and folly and running your mouth and saying anything off the top of your head and leaning into your angry spirit. You need to check those things because those things will lead you to the path of death, right?
And it doesn't solve any problems. When you chastise or correct it, the Most High does it. How can I go to Most High and say, well, that's what I want to do. You're going to love me. You know, just like that. What did that woman's son say? What is that song? You're going to love me. Someone to that respect. No, y'all ain't got to love you like that. And that's why all of our relationship are monstrosities. All of our relationship and anything we do are monstrosities because we fail to follow codification. As Sister Yehudi read succinctly yesterday, we think life's supposed to just bring me something just because I'm here. No, you got to play a part in whatever comes to you. And if the part you're playing is against codification, what you think you're going to get? You're going to get uncodified results. If you're not following codification, you're going to get uncodified results. It's just that simple. We make everything hard. But before Cartier says any more, Sister Akira has showed up and made the Most High bless her. I'm going to bring on, and Cartier will continue on his dissertation and let her assess him. Sister Akira, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
May the Most High bless you all. Shalom, everyone.
Shalom, Yakira. Most High bless you as well.
Yes.
May the Most High bless you, sir.
Shalom, everyone.
It's good to have a full deck. I love me some Yakira. I love me some Ezekiel. I love me some Sister Hudi. I love me some Cartier. And most important, I love the Most High. And I love each one of y'all. It's good to have a full deck. Go ahead, Cartier.
Yes, it is. So some of us don't have it. Go ahead, continue.
Shut up,
right.
Go ahead, Cadriel.
I'm going to read verse 13. Elohim, other masters, that we should be familiar with that, right? Master.
Yep.
Master in his religion, master and everything else. Other masters besides you have ruled us. Is that true or not?
Yeah, and certainly true, especially in the case of the NFL football team. Ask Brian Flores.
Okay, they're still on the trading block, the slave block. they ain't picking cotton. They're picking themselves up off the ground.
Exactly.
But through you alone, so important, but through you alone, we confess your name. We better find out what Yah's name is clearly, concisely, because it says, through you alone, we confess your name. The dead will not live. The departed spirits will not rise. Therefore, you have punished and destroyed them. He's talking about departed souls that the Most High has punished and destroyed. And you have eliminated all remembrance of them. You have increased the nation. What nation? Our nation, are we looking around? Are we saying we few in number? Yah sees more than you. We in the four corners of the earth. When Yah say he has increased our nation, he has increased the nation. We ain't talking congregation, temple, camp, church, synagogue. The nation, you are glorified. Our nation glorifies Yah. You have extended all the borders of the land. So Yah's kingdom is an everlasting kingdom that stretches across the face of his creation. It also says they sought you in distress in cotton fields. They could only whisper a prayer. Yeah, because Master will cut your tongue out. Your discipline was upon them while we was whispering these prayers to Yah. As the pregnant woman approaches the time of giving birth, she withers and cries out in her labor. This is how we were before you. Yes, we could testify. Black History Month, they don't go back far enough
to talk about these pains that we were having. You talk about Dr. Martin Luther King. No, we was writhing in pain like a pregnant woman, a woman whispering out to God, to Most High God, to alleviate our situation. What does it say? We gave birth, as it seemed, only to win. Our cry seemed to be unheard. We could not accomplish deliverance for the earth, nor were the inhabitants of the world born. So the world is waiting on us to be born.
And as I said, Contrio, and I said it to anybody in any regard, especially in regards to the Most High. When we're talking about the Most High and the responses from the Most High, and I ask this question to people all the time, what part did you play? If you were entirely innocent, well, the Most High would be wrong. But case in point, we're not innocent whatsoever. The reason why we're dispersed is because what part did we play? The reason why we're suffering by many masters, so to speak, and religions, because what part did we play? We the codification, Yah wasn't good enough. Oh, we didn't want Yah as king. He gave us judges. We didn't want judges. He gave us a king. We wanted to be like other nations.
So we did have righteous Israelites.
Right.
And the Most High said, your dead will live. Their corpses
right.
will rise. This is where they get
exactly.
the concept of zombies and all that. You who lie in the dust, awake and shout for joy. And we know that's possible because King Saul went to the necromancer, the witch of Endor, and raised the soul, the spirit of the prophet Samuel. That's
exactly.
history.
That's
it says,
fact.
Come, my people, enter your rooms and close your doors behind you. Don't be all out in the street, all up in Babylon. Hide for a little while. Hide from what? Until Yah's indignation runs its course. Yah's anger, if you can't see it, is in the earth right now. Volcanoes erupting. Floods everywhere. They're talking about global warming. The crisis worldwide is being felt. Yah's indignation is being felt worldwide as we speak. So behold, Yah
right.
is about to come out from his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their wrongdoing. What the hell? What the heck are they doing? Cloning, genetic engineering, shooting people up with all kind of, what are they doing? Wrong. And the earth will reveal her blood. Yeah, every murderer, like you said, every serial killer who thought he got away with shedding people's blood, Most High is going to judge you.
Exactly.
And will no longer cover her slain. So everybody that has been slain in the earth is going to be accounted for.
And be careful.
Has to pay the price.
And be very careful who your master is, whose codification that you're following. Make sure you're following the codification of Yah. That's why we have become a monstrosity in this Western hemisphere. Just look at us. Our young brothers and sisters in the streets, gang banging, shooting each other just because you're looking at them. Don't step on my tennis shoes, I'll shoot you. Not taking care of the widow women, not taking care of the, we ain't got no time for that. That's not important. But Yah said it is important to take care of the widow women, the orphans, the needy among us. Do the best you can with what you got. You can with what you got and learn to follow instructions. Learn to follow codification. We have become a monstrosity. Go ahead, Carl.
We read yesterday that the nations have a veil and a covering that the Most High is going to remove. But it shows you how much the veil of the covering is on us because of the way we do, as you just expressed, how we
right.
do each other.
Exactly.
The veil and the covering is deep on our people, and we try to do our best to help them remove it.
Yeah, Contrail, we have become ghetto fabulous. We certainly have. And they call it black culture. And they ask you, and they ask people, where you from? You know, I'm from the ghetto, man. We got culture. What kind of culture? Culture's supposed to be redeeming. Culture's supposed to be revealing. Culture's supposed to be uplifting. Culture don't supposed to be killing. But that's what we got. That's what we call culture. Black,
do you know
culture.
What shocked me?
Mm-hmm.
That Compton, where all the West Coast hip-hop come from, Compton, I thought it was
right.
ghetto. Come to find out, it's middle-class Israelites. Doctors, lawyers, teachers, professors, and principals.
Right.
These are their children. They don't come from the ghetto. Compton is not ghetto.
No.
Compton is like the mid-level income is $50,000, $75,000 or more back in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, just like P. Diddley and Jay-Z. Them boys came up in nice homes, middle-class families.
Westchester County.
Right. They've sold the nation out by writing this poison, this toxicity that compels our youths to kill one another, mistreat our women, and our women to think so little of themselves and run their mouth off of everybody. Go on TikTok. You'll see our sisters. You'll see our brothers just talking crazy as they want to be. And thank Yah is not looking at that. You know, if they don't follow Yah and codification, they're following uncodified, and the result is a monstrosity, an uncodified monstrosity.
Which is why Yah said he's coming out of his place to judge the earth for their wrongdoing, to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their wrongdoing. And the earth will reveal her bloodshed.
Praise Yah. Well, Cartrell, you want to hear from the other student investigators, Sushi Hootie, Ezekiel, and lovely Yakira?
I relinquish the mic.
Okay.
Chirp.
I'm hearing crickets too, brother.
And I live in New York City.
Y'all ready to go to Proverbs?
All right. Okay.
To go to Proverbs.
If everybody's done.
All right.
Okay. If everybody's done, let's move right along. If not, we'll stay. Wait just a minute.
Real quick.
Okay.
Well,
real quick. If y'all, for the listeners, pay attention to this song.
I can't hear you, brother. You're so darling.
Hey, can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me now?
Yes. Now you can. Now I can.
For all the listeners, pay attention to this song because it says, you know, having patience. We've been having patience on the Most High. And we got to continue to have that patience so everybody can receive that perfect shalom, that perfect peace.
Praise
you know, and we have to earn that. You know, it even says here too, even the Most High is putting the judgment in the earth today. You know, a lot of the wicked and who's not upright, they not seeing it and stuff. But then once it does happen and they do see it, it's like now they want to become righteous. But you have all of this time, this grace period, to get it right with them before any of that happens. So if you're being idle and things like that, you really have to, you know, use your time wisely, you know, while you're still functioning in this earth, you know. Do his Torah and apply it to yourself. So when that time does come, you're already upright. You're a righteous individual in the Most High's eyes. So that judgment ain't even for you. It's for the wicked that's out here. Just pay attention to that. So, you know, use your time wisely not to be idle while you walk in this earth. That's all I got to say.
And you know what, Ezekiel? Here's what we fail to realize. Following the Most High way is not by chance and a happenstance. Is by following codification. And that codification is to respect to Yah and in respect to one another. See, we spend too much time following other people's codification in every aspect of our lives, education, laws, schools, jobs, and whatnot. We'll follow those codifications, but we follow the codification what Yah says in regards to himself about relationships, in regard to himself about his people relationship with one another. We treat each other messy, messiest, and messier. That's not following codification. That's a monstrosity, what we become, sadly to say. And that's why I said that. But here's I want to share with y'all right quick what we heard before Ezekiel said something. Did y'all get that? Y'all didn't hear the crickets?
Wow.
Okay.
I heard like a little noise, but I was like thinking it was like phone interference.
Oh, there you go with that mess, Yakira. I was trying to be sarcastic. Yeah.
I know. I'm like, wait a minute, what?
Did you hear?
Is it interference?
See, there you go.
When you hear them crickets, maybe you have that perfect peace. It says you were peace in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. Because he trusts in Yah forever. For Yah.
So that's
Yah is everlasting strength. So you can never run out of strength. Your mind is stayed on Yah and you trust in him.
Praise Yah.
Yep.
Okay.
I agree with that, with the trust, especially when dealing with difficult situations, even when things are going good, you know. A lot of people like to just turn to Yah when things are bad, but, you know, what I find is important is to be just as, you know, happy, just as dedicated when you're fat than as when you're skinny, you know. Don't forget the Most High when he feeds you and he takes care of you. What is that? All right. Like I was saying, so like when you get abundance or you get something that you've asked for, I won't even say abundance. You could just get something that you've asked for, something you've been praying for. You know, don't forget the Most High. You know, keep him in the forefront of your mind. Keep the laws in the forefront of your mind so that he can continue to bless you. Don't forget him. That's really important. And I feel like when you do that, you won't have to worry about enemies around you. You won't have to worry about things that they send to you. You'll be protected because you're putting your faith in to the Most High completely, not just when things are going bad. So a lot of us just be like, oh, I'm going to go and do whatever I want to do. And then when stuff start going wrong, then you're like, oh, God, help me, please. Please, Lord, help me. And it's like, well, what about when I was doing good for you? Why do I got to take my blessings away for you to come back to me?
Well, the expectation, Sister Akira, is this. When you do something wrong, there should be the expectation that you're going to suffer consequences of your actions. Because we are monstrosity, we think we can do things without expectation of something about to happen to us. That's our problem. But let me play this for you, Sister Yakira. See, can you hear it now?
Yes, I hear them. They're loud and clear, sir.
Hey, that was the sound coming in when I asked Sister Yehudi and Yakira and Ezekiel, did they have anything that we heard?
That's my other language. That's my other language. Y'all don't understand.
You're a country.
Verse 5 is important too, because he says, for he brings down those who dwell on high, the lofty city. He lays it low. We know who's on high, who lives in a lofty city. He lays it low to the ground. He brings it down to the dust. Then he says, the foot shall tread it down, the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. In other words, the poor and the needy are going to step on the high and the lofty people who are so high and mighty now that they're stepping on us. Y'all going to flip the table or flip the script. So we in that position where they've kept us the tail and not the head. And they've done so much damage to us. But Yah, he gonna flip the script.
He's already flipping it. There's so many things that are switching around, if you will, right now. If you're looking around and you look in the news and you seem like you were talking about volcanoes just going off. I told you that too. Then we talked about that, Elder, like a couple months ago. I was telling you there's some type of volcano going to go off over here. I thought it was going to be near my island, but it was the island of Tonga. I told you that. I was like, oh, I feel like a volcano is going to go off somewhere around me. And I thought it was going to be the Big Island or that's an active volcano. But it was very close to us, the Tongan one. And so God is in here. He's definitely reaching his hand out, walking across this earth. Like, his spirit is definitely within the earth now. So things are being, you know, all these people are passing away. Like, suddenly, he's taking people out of here. Like, things have to change. So,
you have no shroud over your eyes, Sister Akira. Cottrell has none. You don't have a shroud over your eyes, so you can't really, that you don't really see what's going on. Cottrell doesn't, Sister Hootie doesn't, Ezekiel doesn't. And that's why we can make connection on a spiritual level, what's really going on. We're not inundated with this Western culture and this foolishness. We hadn't become a total monstrosity that we can't say something ain't right. They talk about voting rights, and we're back to the same thing since 1965. They're talking about putting a woman on the Supreme Court, and they lost their mind. The universal white, the crazies, I call them the universal white race supremacy. They want to send threatening notes to the historical black colleges. Brother Brian Flores exposed the NFL. I see the connection. But we're so over inundated with Western culture. Oh, it's going to get better because some people just want to be comfortable here. They've gotten comfortable in their incarceration. And what we call by that they, what is that saying when a person get used to prison? They're institutionalized. Some of us have gotten so institutionalized and we perish for lack of knowledge.
Well, you can call school institutionalization too then.
Now, repeat that.
Because everything that they've taught us in school, most, huh?
Okay, repeat what you just said that before that.
I said you can call school institutionalization then too.
Yeah.
Because
all of it is part of the process, Yakira. All of it is social engineering and conditioning. And Cottrell and I,
that's exactly what you said. Social engineering.
And Cottrell said the same thing, post-traumatic slave syndrome. The residual effects of that is we treat each other messy, messiest, and messier, and we treat everybody else, I don't care what everybody else is, far better than we treat each other. Do I have to play the cricket thing again or what?
We have hope for the future.
I am participating.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you said
we have hope for the future. And it depends on the choices that we make. So we do have hope. Can't say at the Most High didn't provide hope for us, because we do have hope. He wants us to change our ways, humble ourselves, follow the path of uprightness and righteousness, learn to love one another, learn to help each other, right? Learn to follow the codes. Apply the codes to your life. Meditate on Yah every day, daily.
And you have
direct in order your steps.
Multiple times a day. Multiple times a day. You should be in your Bible multiple times a day. I'm finding that the more I'm in it, the more refreshed my spirit is. So, like, now I've made it a routine. I've made it a part of it. It's something like you eat, breathe. Like, when you get up in the morning, you go brush your teeth, wash your face, right? That reading your Bible should be a part of that morning routine. It shouldn't be a secondary thing. It should be part of, like, your mental hygiene for the morning. When you meditate before you go to bed, you should get up. I mean, before you do anything else, if you got time to watch TV for hours, you got 5 minutes to open up the book and pray for a minute. You know, say you should be, you know, praying at least multiple times a day. You know, you shouldn't stop praying, right? So you shouldn't stop reading.
So, see, I care. It's not mental hygiene. It's spiritual hygiene.
That's what I meant. Sorry. That's perfect. Thank you. See, you got me.
And taking the academics by what you're saying and studying and applying. We have to apply it when it comes to the Most High. We have to apply it when it comes to each other. We have to be honest with each other and truthful with each other. And we had to learn to take criticism for one another. And not to criticize just for the sake of criticism's sake, but to criticize for the sake of correction's sake. Right, right. Go ahead.
No, that's it. I was just saying constructive criticism. And that's
exactly.
We as a people can't take constructive criticism. And I'm talking about even for myself. I used to struggle with taking constructive criticism, but that's rebellious. So, you know, like somebody's trying to actually help you. Take the meat from it. Take what you can apply. Like, if you think about it, even the scriptures, it's constructive criticism on how we've been acting and what, how we're supposed to behave. So if you sit here and you're like, you know what, I don't want to listen to this because it hurts because I don't, you know, the Bible, da, 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 da. Look, you can't take instruction. You're unteachable. The Most High can't use you.
Exactly.
Constructive criticism in Proverbs is called rebuke. And a wise man, a wise woman is able to take rebuke or constructive criticism.
But so, because they do self-examination, Cotrell.
Spiritual hygiene
is
way more important than mental and physical. Because if you're spiritually clean, it helps you become stronger mentally and physically. So we lack the spiritual hygiene that we should have. And that's where our strength really comes from. The everlasting strength of Yah comes from being spiritually, hygienically clean.
But Sister Yakira and Katria, here's what it states. It takes self-examination, and it takes putting the context into place, and it takes what part did I play. And if you didn't play any part, you're good. But if you played a part in the catalyst for whatever affects you, you have to be honest. Well, if I didn't play that part with it, you know, this part. But if it's, I'm always right, I'm cleaner than Mr. Clean. Ain't nobody cleaner than Mr. Clean. We all dirty out here. So we need to learn how to take rebuke. Because if you can't take rebuke for one another on this earth, you certainly won't be able to take it from y'all. All right, well, Sister Akira, Cartrell. We're not gonna do the cricket sound, but we are gonna listen to Sister Yehudi over there. She over there contemplating on chapter 17 of Proverbs. We're gonna get right in it. May the Most High bless us, direct us, and order our steps. Praise Yah.
You ready?
Sister Yehudi trying to find a cricket to kosher or not.
We're ready.
You think so, Cartrell? You think she got chocolate covered crickets over there?
They're high in protein. Okay, I'm gonna read 17 Proverbs. Better is a dry. Hallelujah. Better is a dry piece of bread and rest with it than a house filled with the offering of strife. A wise servant rules over a son who causes shame and share an inheritance among the brothers. A refining pot is for silver and a furnace for gold, but Yah tries the heart.
It's on that level.
Mm-hmm. An evildoer gives heed to the wicked lips. A liar gives ear to a tongue of desire. He who mocks the poor reproaches his maker. Can we talk about that?
We talk about that all the time, sister.
He reproaches his maker. He who rejoices at calamity does not go unpunished. I be wondering sometimes, these people gonna get punished for doing all this evil?
But it's like this. It's like this, mm-hmm. Sister Hudi. Disrespect. Some of us like to gloat over destruction of our enemies. The Most High has cautioned us about that. He said, "Don't gloat over your enemy, your oppressors, because I would take my hand off them." So. Mm-hmm. We become so much like our oppressors in this Western Hemisphere, we become a monstrosity. The Most High has given us codification. When I put hands on them, you keep your mouth off them. Let me do my thing. And see, we need to learn to be humble and learn to be humble because we all got dirt on us. And so when the Most High got his hand on somebody, don't be dancing a jig and whatnot. Let the Most High do his thing, get out the way before he put his hand on you.
And what you just said about, I forgot what he just said.
Okay.
Evildoers listen to wicked lips.
Mm-hmm.
And because our people follow our oppressors who are evildoers, right?
Exactly.
And evildoers don't listen to somebody that's speaking wickedness, tension to a destructive tongue. So we know these people lie. The Native Americans told us the pale man speaks with a forked tongue. And everything he's put forth on document or paper, he hasn't upheld. So we see that people are drawn to people like Donald Trump.
Exactly.
He's a corrupt man, and he lies.
And
so,
evil people are drawn to those kind of people.
Evil dudes.
Right.
Yeah.
Evil dudes are drawn to those type people.
What is it?
Six. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the adornment of children is their father. Excellent speech.
Yeah, just laid out a code right there. Grandchildren are the crown of the old. You want to see your children's children, because you're supposed to teach them too.
Your grandchildren.
And the glory of sons is their fathers. We don't know our fathers, do we? That's why they cut our connection off with our ancient past, our ancient fathers, because they are our glory. Through them, we can see our potential, right?
Right.
Exactly.
And a father is supposed to be a role model to his son. And the glory of sons is who? Their fathers.
Their fathers.
So he's supposed to be setting the mark, right? The father.
Yeah. He's supposed to be lifting the bar for his son.
You can't skip over that because the image of the father amongst us is so diminished. We was happy when Bill Cosby played the father role on TV, right? It was a sign of codification. But even with that, it wasn't really the code that the Most High gave us. We was close to it, but we don't model our communities after what we saw on TV with the Cosby.
Number seven, excellent speech is not fitting for a fool, much less lying lips for a noble. A bribe is a stone of favor in the eyes of its owner. Wherever he turns, he prospers. What a bribe. He who covers.
That's what's going on in democratic republics, right?
Mm-hmm.
You better believe it.
Lying lips, bribes, and all that kind of stuff goes on. He's looking for a way to prosper. Congressmen and senators, all these people are multimillionaires.
If they vote for me, I'll let them out free. It's the same thing.
Insider trading. They get information before the general public on the stock market and put their chips down where they know it's going to benefit them.
And we have accepted that as normality, and we try to emulate that. And the Most High said, become not like your oppressor and choose none, not half of them, not part of them, not some of them, choose none of their ways.
He who covers a transgression seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates intimate friends.
You understand what that means?
So I'm quiet. When I pause, I want your explanation of the explanation of the scripture.
Okay. Dontrell, may I take a leap at it?
Yeah.
That is continued upon the fact. Love covered a transgression is contingent upon the fact that there is a change, but it cannot keep covering that transaction if the person keep doing what they're doing. I got a wife. I do have a wife. But if I had a wife, but I do have a wife. If I keep cheating on her, how can a love cover me when I'm dedicated to cheating on her? But if that's a way for me to change course of action, Then it's contingent upon my act. What part did I play in order for my love to be covered? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's all I want. Go ahead, Cottrell.
As a comfort to say, you hit the nail on the head. Because it's the offended person that conceals the offense. Because he wants love to come out of the situation. But if you go back and do the same thing, I mean, that means that, you know, you're not giving me that love back.
Now, this is deep. Reproof enters deeper into a wise man than 100 blows on a fool. Ooh.
Yep.
Ooh.
Can I take a shot at
Sister Hootie? You can. I know what it means.
Okay. A wise man. A wise man hearing rebuke. He would sit back, or she would sit back, and they would think over it. And it would affect them. It would have a positive effect because they would do a self-examination. And they said, no, that wasn't right. But you can beat the brakes off of a fool with a stick and it still ain't going to change them. You can physically assault a fool and it still ain't going to change them. They're going to be the fool they are just because that's what they want to do. All right.
Well, see, the way I got it is that it's deeper and far more comprehensive than 100 blows to a fool. Otherwise, it's a deep humility. It's deep. If you reprove, if you are not chastised, but corrected.
Well, Sister Judy, let me ask you a question. Have you ever been reproved? I've been reproved on a Real Talk for Real People show by Cartrell. Mm-hmm. I didn't get upset with him. Said whatever, nigga. Let me tell me what to do. I own the show. I run the show. Nigga, you don't tell me how to do it. I just say, okay, all right. I hear what Cartrell's saying. And I thought about it. I meditated. I did self-examination. I did application. And I humbled myself. And then I said, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Let me reprove you for a minute. Let me finish, okay, darling? Thank you, my brother.
Come on, Alan.
Let me try to get a word in here. Just like when Cartriel, I said David, and he brought it to my attention, King David. And I thought about it. I'm like, And my reaction wasn't angry or resentment. Okay.
Right. You took the right attitude. You took corrective measures, and you asked yourself, what part did you play? And to be a man or woman of the Most High, you have to do self-examination and correction. Now, if you're not wrong, you're not wrong. But if you are wrong, you take measures and you take corrections. You don't get all upset all the time by somebody tell you. People tell me I'm wrong all the time. I take self-examination. I take measures.
Now wait a minute. Now listen to this.
Okay.
I think country is gonna like this.
Okay. Before you go any further, I'd like to make a comment on that. Because King David was the king who really set us on the trend of seeking wisdom.
Right.
And the fact that he rebuke goes deeper into one who has. We know that when the prophet Nathan rebuked him, it hurt him so much because he realized it was him, right?
Oh, yeah.
King
David. I remember that. Yeah.
It pained him so much.
It pained him. It cut him
right.
deep.
So he didn't need to get 100 blows in order for him to feel that pain. Just the mere words of the prophet rebuking him was more than 100 blows.
And what did he do, Cartrell? He corrected the matter.
Oh, yeah. He had to.
Okay.
But rebuke can hurt. And I'm sure when I rebuked you, it hurt you, Yamsu, because was that what you were feeling when I rebuked you and you just didn't say it?
Be honest about it. I wasn't feeling no kind of ways about it like that because I don't know everything. And no, so you laugh all you want. I wasn't feeling
no.
Temporarily,
I'm pulling your leg, man.
Yes, temporarily, it stung me. But, it's just a momentary thing. But right after the momentary thing, and I let sit back, and I said, huh. Okay.
I'm going to say one thing. I'm born in the month of September. They say that Virgos are critical. And when they criticize,
right.
they're critical of things. It might be true.
Right.
I don't know. I don't mean to hurt nobody or put nobody on the spot. I just try to
I took it you love me as a brother.
Oh, yeah.
And you didn't want to see me in error. You didn't want to see me making mistakes. You didn't want, you know, because think about it, Katriel. Yeah, I'm still corrected the matter. You remember how you used to just get down on our people? And you say, Yum Soof. And this is how you're correctional. You say, Yum Soof, you know, be careful of the words you said about our people. Be very cognizant of the words you said because you're putting it into the ethos. And you're hurting our people more. And you said, Yum Soof. It's just like, and you broke it down to me like I was 4 years old. You say, Yum Soof. It's just like you going to the ICU and you're hollering at these people. They sedated, they incubated, they don't even know what the hell you talking about. And I said, man, that's deep. And that's how I took it.
Oh, yeah, Sue, I wasn't laughing at you. I was laughing at Cartriel.
No, I don't take no offense by that, sister. You know I love you, sister.
Okay, let's go to 11 then. Yes,
sister
brother.
Sister Hody, you laughing at me again?
No, with you.
Oh, with me, okay.
Yeah.
And, all right.
Number 11, an evil one, it's only rebellion. So a cruel, now I like this, so a cruel messenger is sent against him. That's deep. Nobody made no comment about that one.
You better be careful if you're rebellious because you don't want a cruel messenger meeting you.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm looking at it, I could be wrong. I've heard people throughout my life say, things just don't seem right. It just seems, everything just keeps happening to me. And sometimes I say, have you changed your attitude about things? Have you tried to change your life around? And they go through so much. I said, you think something's working against you? Anyway, 12.
But even in our history, the rebelliousness of our ancient fathers going into Egypt, rebelling against Yah, the cruel message was, guess what, Yah? They're not going into the promised land. So cruel. They marched out there 40 years. And their children made it into the land.
Right.
How cruel
they
is
were
that?
Rebellious. They
yeah.
were rebellious. Just
exactly.
like this Western Hemisphere country. This country rebelled against its own king of England. It rebelled against one another, and they started a civil war. This is a rebellious nation. And we've emulated all the kings. We were rebellious before we got here. So we're like on super steroids rebellion now. We try to follow and emulate everything this rebellious nation do. I mean, we challenge each other. Even when we tell each other truth, even we show each other love, we emulate the worst characteristic of this nation. We become a monstrosity.
And a rebellious person seeks only evil. So if you're Israelite with the awakening that we have now, and you're still rebellious, when the messenger comes that you're not making it and you came all this way, it's going to be a cruel message to you. You didn't make it.
Right.
Rebellion don't work for us. It works on us. You better believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's interesting. 12. Let a bereaved bear meet a man rather than a fool in his folly.
Just go to food book and challenge one of them. You'll see what Sushi Hootie's talking about. Okay.
And you better not rob a bear of her cubs. Cause she's a fierce mother, ain't she?
You better believe her.
Not like humans. A bear will kill you trying to touch that child.
You better believe it.
Okay. Yeah.
Whoever rewards evil for good, evil does not leave his house.
Wow.
You can't do that. That's codification.
I see that.
Codification.
The beginning
of that's
strife.
What we see with America, right? I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
One who returns evil for good. When Christopher Columbus came here and all the pilgrims came here, Plymouth Rock,
Were they welcomed by the Native Americans? Of course they were. They showed them good. And what did they get in return? Evil for good.
Right.
So we see America now. Why is America going through so much gun violence, shootouts, mass shootings? Evil will not depart from his house. As a matter of fact, this house didn't even belong to you. You hijacked it and you took it.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do in return?
Right.
The evil that's here is not going to leave until Yah brings the judgment.
Right. 14. This is interesting. The beginning of strife is like releasing water. Therefore, stop fighting before it breaks out. Tatiel?
Well, you ever had a leak in your house and can't find a plumber? And the water's running everywhere?
Mm-hmm. That's a good example.
So, quarreling, debating, fussing and fighting. The Most High said there's one thing that he hates is a brother that sows discord amongst his brethren. So strife, quarreling, debating, we're not going to get anywhere with that. So the Most High says abandon all that. Don't even start it. Don't start nothing. Won't be nothing.
He who declares the wrong right and he who condemns the righteous, both of them are an abomination to Yah.
Now, said it again. Mm-hmm. Said it again.
He who declares the wrong right and he
right.
who condemns the righteous, both of them are an abomination.
Praise Yah.
Why is this a piece in the hand of a fool to buy wisdom when there is no heart? Why is this why is this a price in the hand of a fool to buy wisdom when there is no heart?
They want to buy it, but they got a love for it. I mean, you can't buy love, you can't buy anything. If you're going to buy something that you don't have no heart into it, you got a purchase price to buy wisdom, but you don't have any heart
in
it.
Sounds like education. Sounds like an education system. You gotta you gotta break your back to spend money to go read a book and to get a piece of paper that costs $40,000. That says you're worth something. That is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. You're right. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity.
Yep, sibling rivalry. So they call it.
Yep. A man lacking heart shakes hands in a pledge. He becomes, like
janitor
for his friend. We went through that before. He shouldn't do a pledge then. How did you say that? No comment?
Say that again, the last part.
Go ahead. I can't say that word. Go ahead. What's the last part, Tarsia?
Guarantor. I mean, you subject yourself to somebody being over you.
We're not supposed to even do that, right? Because you just talked about that with it. You know, we're not supposed to have another nation over us and stuff. Is that what you're talking about? Or did I miss that?
That could apply. An individual, too.
But, that's like putting somebody over you. That's not like let me not go there.
What do
you
say?
Hold on. I want you to go there. No. Now, I want you to go there. You ain't going to go there. I want you to go there. See, that's the problem. Husband and wife.
Wait.
Hold on.
I was reading. Let me finish reading and she can apply because she only heard the last part. The first part is a man lacking heart shakes hands in a pledge. He becomes a guarantor I'm listening.
Guarantor.
Guarantor for his friend. Okay, stop.
Right, right. Yakira, you going to go there?
I went there because about...
You don't have to go.
No, I'm not ready to go there yet, Yasu.
Okay.
I'm not ready for that.
Okay, well, we ain't going to go there because Akira ain't going to go there. I can't go neither.
Okay. But I know where you, as soon as I heard where you was, you were right. You know exactly where I was going with it. But
I know
you
like the sister. Come on now. Ain't no child over my eyes.
Okay. I'm going to be quiet now.
Talk all you want there. TG, I'm so quiet. Anyway,
you better be glad I love
tribe.
You.
I'm going to continue reading. I'm ignoring you. Okay. He who exalts his...
Yeah.
I like picking with you. You're my honorary brother. He who loves transgression loves strife. He who exalts his door speaks destruction. He who loves transgression loves strife. I understand that. He who exalts his door speaks destruction.
See, here's the end result of that. And if you know you transgressing against the Most High, your brother and sister, and you love that, well, you love the after effect. The domino effect of that is strife. That's codification. And if you don't love strife, don't be transgressing against the Most High and one another. Then you don't love strife. I don't like strife. That's why I try not to transgress against the Most High and my brothers and sisters. I hate strife. But now there's some people love strife because they love transgressing against the Most High and each other.
So this person is exalting himself and he's stirring up strife.
Mm-hmm.
So you boasted about what you got? Like you better than everybody else? That's what stirs up strife.
And I'm going to say it out in the room. My niece, is a family member, has done that. And I just, you know how you had that frown? Like, really? It's petty. Like, you, okay, because you got more children, so you know better. I know people don't have any children are probably better parents than you. I'm thinking in my head. Because I've met people like that don't have children, but I bet could be better parents. Has nothing to do how many children you have. Nothing to do, even though it's a blessing to have a lot of children.
Exactly.
He who has a crooked heart finds no good. And he who has a perverse tongue falls into evil.
And that's why Cottrell told me, Yum Su, be cognizant of the word that comes out your mouth. And he was right. So in these studies, it only underlines and supports the foundation of what he said. Even though I was taught indirectly, what you said has meaning, so you need to be careful of the word that come out your mouth.
He who brings forth a fool has sorrow for it, and the father of a fool has no joy.
I know the feeling on that, and don't even say the word joy. Thank you.
A rejoicing heart causes good healing, right? But a stricken spirit dries the bones.
But that's codification. Y'all, that's deep here, codification. Sometimes it's good
your terminology of codification.
Okay, let me tell you what codification is.
Please, because you just started using this word here.
Okay,
I know, he uses it a lot, about 35,000 times.
Understand the codification here. Now, here's the codification. Now, you get off into your anxiety, get off into your feelings, and they are depressing. Sometimes it's good to hear Yum Su and make you laugh. So Yum Su, he's stupid as he wants to be. I love him. He makes me laugh. And so if I make you laugh, but I'm truthful about what I'm saying, and I put a smile on your face, that's happy for you. And then you're sitting over there in remorse. You're full of anxiety. You're feeling depressed and whatnot. Isn't it good for you to come on? Our founding father, Isaac, his name meant man of laughter, man of humor. So a little humor don't hurt nobody because some of the most serious things have been said in jest. So when Yom Suf, you may say he be off the reservation. Yom Suf know what he's doing. He's trying to make you be merry. And it's medicinal.
Well, I like to say this.
Right, okay.
That our people are attached to music, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And through music,
yes,
you can get this merry heart, right? Or
right,
you can express yourself through the brokenhearted spirit that you have. We call it the blues.
Right.
But either way, we're trying to mend broken hearts by lifting up the heart of our people through music.
Hold on. What you just said, Cottrell? Mend broken. How can you mend a broken heart?
A broken heart.
How can you lose the airway?
Oh, my. But you didn't explain codification. You didn't explain the definition.
Hey, look here. I'm explaining it. There's people in radio land right now smiling and say, Yom Suf is crazy as he want to be. But he's teaching us knowledge. He sees an understanding. He sees a fear of Yah. And I'm kind of good at it. He put a smile on my face. And so that's more, it has a much more medicinal purpose than me singing the blues to you. Everything is blues. You know everything is blues. Let me put a smile on your face.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we know that King Saul,
really?
Anytime
really?
He was depressed.
What did you say, yeah, Kara? I guess you're like, okay. I'm like, oh, really? You said Judy? You sure are.
Be quiet, Yaki. You're in country. I don't respect you.
If ever you're feeling depressed.
Go ahead, Cottrell.
Yeah. Anytime our people feel depressed, we turn on music, right?
Mm-hmm.
To lift our spirits up. You want that happy feeling in
mm-hmm.
your heart. Because it's like
mm-hmm.
medicine to the bones. You don't want to be walking around sad and in the dumps and depressed. Sometimes music can make you cry.
Cottrell, you know? I wasn't going to sing no more. And I ain't going to sing no more. I promise you that. But you made me think.
Singing,
you
all gonna cry.
Well, you made me start singing about May's happy feeling. Okay? But I'm not going to sing.
I was thinking of BG. But anyway.
BG.
How do you mean a broken heart? The BG. Yeah, I like them. Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about Al Green. How can you mean the broken heart?
Oh, okay.
How about Alexander O'Neill? A broken heart. A broken heart. A broken heart can mend.
What do you think a broken heart, Cottrell? What about the meaning of it?
Yeah. I know that song.
What about
yeah.
the mending part, Cottrell?
Huh?
You seen the broken heart, broken heart, broken heart. What about the mending part?
That's what he says. A broken heart can mend.
You depressed me already.
A broken heart. A broken heart. A broken heart can mend.
Oh, okay. I got you. Go ahead, Sushi Hootie.
23. Phew. Boy, I tell you, one who is wrong accepts a bribe behind the back to pervert the path of a righteous man.
Donald Trump.
Moscow Mitch.
Lindsey Graham.
Oh,
Joe Biden.
Barack
Obama.
Yeah, we got that too.
Barack Obama? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
What Barack Obama do for people?
LGBTQXYZ. Okay.
Y'all may not like to hear it, but at least Trump, Orange Trump, gave us money. And he did recognize the 400 years. Hmm?
So did Joe. Joe gave us money.
Oh, that was no. That was already in practice. Some of these, when they become president, they carry on what the last president left behind.
Oh, they just nickel and dime us, sister.
We know that.
And we got 30 minutes to go. Let's get out. Let's go and finish it up. Let's
I
not everybody.
You started it. You started.
Okay,
it.
Let's not. Okay, Dave, we gonna dissertate. Right after you, we gonna let you. I promise, we're not gonna interrupt
okay.
you. And we're going to have dissertation right after you studied the multi-word.
Okay. Wisdom is that. What?
One more thing.
A wicked man accepts a bribe behind the back to pervert the ways of justice. Why are we hollering in the streets, no justice, no peace, if everything was above board with these people?
It's not.
They're wicked. They're wicked.
Wisdom is better. Wisdom is better. The face. Wisdom is better, the face of the understanding one, but the eyes of a fool are on the ends of the earth. A foolish son is a grief to his father, and bitterness to her who bore him. Okay. It is also not good to punish the righteous one, to smite noble ones with straightness. He who has knowledge, I say this and you go comment. He who has knowledge.
No, we're not gonna make you gonna complete this, then we're gonna do our dissertation.
Okay. Kind of lost my place doing that.
27.
He who has knowledge spares his words, and a man of understanding is cool of spirit. Oh, I like that one.
Cottrell.
I need that one.
Huh?
Ooh, I need that one. I need to write that one.
I said that was Cottrell.
Yeah,
and
that's
Cottrell.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
1727. Great job. I've been pursuing wisdom for a long time.
A man of understanding.
It shows, Cottrell. It shows.
It's full of spirit. Even a fool keeping silent is regarded as wise. And understanding when he closes his lips.
That ain't happening like this, but
you TikTok needs him. Hey, you know what, Cottrell? You know, we're rather long-winded. I want to hear from Sister Yakia.
What you mean? Hearing from me?
Yeah, I want to hear from, not you, Sister Yakia. I said, that's why I want to hear from Sister Akira and Ezekiel first, because we can get rather long-winded as elders. It's no reflection on you, sister. Now, if I had a problem with it, I'd say, Yakira, but I just said it. I said, I want to hear from Sister Akira first.
I am going to sit this one. I have nothing to say right now.
You feeling some sort of way, man? I promise.
I am cool-headed. I can take something from that because
you need to
I
learn
always
from your elder Cottrell. Did you see him on that Fox News interview? The man was cool, calm, and collected.
I did watch it, and he was very, very, very cool-headed, and very, very, and he did not make a butt out of himself, and that was very, very. Everybody should be able, because I don't know if I could have did that. You know, I'm just saying somebody might have got jumped on.
I don't know, Ms. They'd have pulled me out of the studio. I'd have been jacked him up.
They would have had to pull me off of that person. I'm going to just tell you that. Even now, you all know I'm the little firecracker. So the Most High got to, like, you know, he has to, you know, be like, yo, you need to rule your spirit.
Right.
Because without it, you know, you like a city that is got no walls, and that's not good.
But
right.
Sometimes you need to be a firecracker, so you have to learn when to discern, when to be one, and when to calm down.
But that 0 to 100 is like it do be real quick, and you gotta fight. Like sometimes it's best to just be quiet and listen to the whole and hear everything that's going on, and then react. But sometimes the body just be like,
but you're on the right course, Sister Yakira, because of the fact you know your shortcomings, and that's the beauty of it. You got have to know your shortcomings in order to correct them, and you're just like I know my shortcomings. Right. So you're on the right track, though. Well, let's see what Ezekiel has to say. The cricket man.
He going to come on, you boy. This is going to be funny. He come back with one of his voices.
Yeah, she knows she's out of coming. Don't worry.
All right. Y'all can hear me?
Yeah, bro, we hear you loud and clear.
So what I got, you know me, I bring out the laws of everything I heard in this chapter.
That's beautiful.
And it's, you know, the Most High is definitely looking for you to just be obedient, you know. Tells us not to follow, you know, not to be following the other ways of the other nations, and also not to pick up their, you know, their habits. And if doing so, picking up these habits, we'll start being like them. You know, we'll treat each other with holding a grudge or ill will towards each other, you know, so forth and so on. So there's no love, there's no love and stuff, no respect for each other and stuff. And, you know, we have to really turn from those things. But the laws basically just backs this up. And then also with being obedient, it'll make us friends of the Most High. So this is why I'm picking up here. It talks about friends, talks about dealing with a fool, especially with the foolish stuff. You know, it's like people who want to be foolish, they're going to have a rapid-baited mind. They're going to continue to keep doing the same things over and over and over again. It's not going to matter. So you have to, you know, we have to separate ourselves from that, you know, otherwise they'll come to destroying you at the same time or lure you in and you become the fool with them, you know. But anywho, as I read, let me start here, Leviticus chapter 18, verse 1 through 5. It says, "And Yah spake unto Moshe, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, I am the Most High, your Elohim. After the doings of the land of Egypt wherein ye dwelt, ye shall not do. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, whither I bring you, shall ye not do. Neither shall ye walk in their ordinances. Ye shall do my judgments and keep my ordinances to walk therein. I am Yah, your Elohim. Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am Yah." So right here, he's letting us know, like, if he's telling us two Gentile nations not to follow after their ordinances, and we just coming out of one land to go into the land, because it says, you know, Israel is the land of Canaan and part of the land of Canaan, you know, we're not supposed to take the habits we learned from Egypt, and we're not supposed to pick up the new habits from Canaan. So if he's telling us two nations not to follow after them, then don't do this. Because the majority of the stuff that the Torah we have in and what was spoken in the Proverbs is speaking of what these people would do. And we've been taught how to do these things. Therefore, if we do these, then this is the results that we will have. If I pull out the next law here, it states, Leviticus 19 and verse 11, this is a law. It says, "Ye shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another." So we just read in Proverbs about lying lips and what it can do, causing strife, mischief, make friends depart from each other, so forth and so on. It can bring calamity, you know, all these things that we see here and what's going on today. Let me jump to not only just between two individuals, but it could be a whole crowd of individuals. Exodus chapter 23, verse 1 through 2, it says, "Thou shalt not raise a false witness. Put not thy hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. Neither shalt thou speak in a cause to decline after many to wrestle judgment." So all of these different things can happen in the domino effect for picking up these ways of the other nations that we've been in, you know, still in captivity around these other nations. And so we cannot pick up their habits. We cannot be doing them and exercising them. We have to turn from them so we can turn, you know, not either. Let me go back to Leviticus 19, verse 17. It says, because if you're doing these things, then obviously it says, you know, here it says, "Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt not in any wise rebuke thy neighbor. and not suffer sin upon him. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people. But doing these things, this is exactly what happened. You bear a grudge, you bitter, you hate them, low-key, spread more rumors about somebody, tell one side of the story, all types of different things. And this has caused a whole bunch of division amongst our people and things. But if you turn from those things and you don't follow those things, then it says, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, Ahem Yah. So with all of that being said, if you turn from those different things and you follow Yah and be the set-apart people that we are, the set-apart nation that we are, then this is the last thing I have, and then that's it. Isaiah 41 and 8 says, it says, but thou, Yisrael, art my servant, Yaakov, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. See, the Most High makes us his friend. This is what the spirit of wisdom is doing through the Torah and everything to teach us so we can become friends with the Most High, so we can have this love. He's showing us how we're supposed to deal with each other. He's showing us. He didn't show the other nations to do this. He's showing us. We need it, you know. So with that being said, that's all I got to say. Shalom.
Thank you. And that's based upon codification. So, Shehudi.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Here.
Any commentaries?
Just that I enjoyed tonight. Like I said, it's always good to hear from the youngin with a lot of intelligence and maturity and a sense of who they are. And I get tired of hearing from y'all. No, I'm just kidding. They bring something special. Seriously, no, they bring something special to the call. And they know they're welcome, and they have their busy lives, and we always welcome them whenever they come on. So I'm thankful for them, thankful for you two brothers, and congratulations, Yamsu, on your wife. It's a beautiful thing. It's really nice. And I'm thankful for myself, just the love that has been with people around me here in the city. And I thank the Most High. I praise him every day and try to do the best that I can. Hallelujah.
Praise Yah. Thank you, Sister Yodi. Cartrell, mm-hmm. Our dear brother and friend, closing remarks or comments?
Yes, I give thanks to the Holy One Israel for taking the veil off our eyes as we go through these studies, as he increases our wisdom, our understanding, our knowledge of him, so that, like Ezekiel said, we can become closer to be friends with Yah. That's mm-hmm. what he wants, to share his love, and we have to share that love back. We have to appreciate him for what he does for us and understand his plan, not our plan, but his plan. So the more we get these veils taken off our eyes, we'll become closer to what our purpose is. And our purpose is to serve our Creator. So you have to learn how to love each other, as the brother and the sister said. And that's really a major test for us. The biggest test is humility. The second one is to love each other as you love yourself. And understand that we are Yah's treasure. And how does Yah see us? Not how do other nations see us, but how does Yah see us and what is our role?
Mm-hmm.
So once we figure that out, we'd be good.
Praise Yah.
Thank you.
Well, praise fellow God. Students and fellow investigators, and we're all suited and investigated as we should be. Life is about a quest, and it's about codification. I don't care what you do in life, it's codified. And most important, it's codified with Yah. It's codified in our interaction and relationship with one another. Now, we're not following the codification in the relationship with Yah and each other. We're off the reservation. That being said, I don't know where y'all are going, but you better get ready to get out of here. And those that like to stay in brown grass, I got a song for you, too. You want to stay where you at? I got a song by Gregory Porter, Brown Grass. So that's all you're living in.
Yes. Brown grass. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I'm going to say this. Get your new heart and new spirit. Ask the Most High. I'm not going to go into detail today because time is running out. Ask the Most High for a new heart and new spirit like King Dawg. It worked for him. I should. It'll work for you. And ask the Most High that if you give him that new heart and new spirit, that you would praise his name in a great assembly. I've asked for that. He's gotten better, and I'm working on it. And I hope it's working with you. Praise the Most High and bless his holy name. Fellow students, I want to say shalom, good night, and so on and so forth to the people.
Shalom, family. Love you. Most High bless and keep you.
Shalom, family. Have a great night. May the Most High bless you.
Aw. Hallelujah. Good night, family.
Lalato. And may the Most High continue to bless y'all. And y'all definitely have a shalom, shalom. Lalato.
Praise Yah. I love each of you, the investigators on the show. I love each of the students that are in Radio Land, and we love you all. May the Most High bless you, direct you, and order your steps. We love you. Shalom, and good night.
Brown grass on the other side, nothing but brown grass. Now I'm open wide to the truth I left behind. Her love so hard to find. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass. Now I find myself rolling round on brown grass. Brown grass. On the other side, nothing but brown grass. Now I made a mess of the life I had with you, in search of something new. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass. Now I find myself rolling round on brown grass. Why didn't I know that she was a essential part of me? I thought that I needed to find me and I needed to be free. Why didn't I know that she was all that I would ever need? I looked at the distant view and thought it was for me. But now I know it was just brown grass. On the other side, nothing but brown grass. Now I'm open wide to the truth I left behind. Her love so hard to find. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass. Now I find myself rolling round on brown grass. Why didn't I know that she was a essential part of me? I thought that I needed to find me and I needed to be free. Why didn't I know that she was all that I would ever need? I looked at the distant view and thought it was for me. But now I know it was just brown grass. On the other side, nothing but brown grass.
Now I'm open wide to the truth I left behind. A love so hard to find. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass. Now I find myself rolling round on brown grass. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass.